committee members to this is an alternative that, quite frankly, Willamette Industries has entertained, and that is to change the domicile of this large Oregon corporation to Delaware. Other corporations represented by our firm have made that decision. Now, you can decide for yourself whether you'd like to have corporations incorporated in Oregon or have them go off to Delaware. That's a separate subject. We can deal with it. We have put off dealing with that subject until you address this, because Mr. Richter and other members of my firm were aware that bills would be presented to you. Now, we say that we do support this. We support with more enthusiasm an alternative, and that would be that my understanding is that your committee will soon be presented with a major comprehensive amendment sponsored by the Oregon State Bar on the Model Corporation Code. Similar provisions drafted with a little more consistency with the balance of the Corporation Code are in that act. I can't provide you in that bill. I don't know the bill's number, but I'm told that you're going to be having hearings on it in a couple of weeks.
Well, I don't know about the 2 weeks, but this committee will have a hearing on that bill at some point in time.
But we do encourage you to address this subject, and on this particular count, we really are talking about corporate governance. We're talking about things like green mail, unfriendly takeovers, and all of those policy issues as opposed to insurance issues. So you can see why that really does need to be integrated and carefully thought out within the Corporation Code. But we don't want you to miss the opportunity to deal with it, because we do think it's timely and it does need to be addressed. And if the price is that it comes in here rather than in a total reform of the Corporation Code, our preference would be to get the job done as quickly as possible. One last comment. The provision here refers in the proposed amended section 57.311 parenthesis 2 to stockholders. And then another place it says shareholders. You should use the phrase shareholders. That's the statutory defined phrase, and stockholders is not a defined phrase, and you're going to...
Us lawyers on the task force blame those kinds of mistakes on the lay members of the task force.
That concludes my remarks. I don't know if I did them in 2 minutes, but...
I am suggested already, I believe, that if we can get away from this particular subject area for 1 or 2 days... She just left. I think I suggested the state bar bill coming up for a hearing. So we may get to it within a couple of weeks. We're going to have to jam it in somewhat. Council?
Yes, for the record, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Robert Lintott, who is Assistant Corporation Commissioner, takes the same position that Mr. Reagan does. He sent a letter over with the same suggestion and ask that it be put into the record.
And I know that the person who is active on this subject, name is Bonnie Pound, for the business section of the Oregon State Bar, would also favor your handling it in that way.
All right. Any questions, Mr. Reagan? Thanks for coming down on this. All right. Now, I know Jack Kalinowski gets paid by the minute to be around these committee hearings, and so he's not going to feel bad if I tell him that, because we've got a couple of members that already had to leave, and I know there are a couple more that have appointments, I'm going to have to adjourn this committee. We'll put this matter, as well as joint and several liability, back on, and I don't know whether it's going to be this week or... Well, council says we can do it tomorrow. Can we do it tomorrow? Well, that's going to take all night and into the wee hours. I think that we should just, Jack, you got any problem with that, if I take this part off of today's calendar?
Testimony, Mr. Chairman, about 2 minutes.
I know that. Well, I'd like to have, it might take 3 minutes, and I think maybe I'd want to give the members a chance to ask you some questions, so I think we will put it over. And I want to say to any of you out here now that sometimes we may appear to be going at too rapid a rate, but I can tell you that even if we went faster, we probably could spend easily the rest of the year on this one subject. And I don't want you to feel that you're being left out. If you think that you need to be heard on any one of these sections, or it hasn't been given enough time, then talk to me and I'll accommodate you. We'll spend as much time as it's going to take to get the job done right. So don't go away feeling mad at me. Okay, that's the schedule then. We're going to, Kip will just have to let you know when this thing's going to come back up again. Joint and several liability is important enough, it's going to take long enough, but I don't want to squeeze it down. Thursday. Tomorrow. You're on, Jack, for tomorrow.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Tomorrow's meeting is 5 o'clock. Yes, counsel.
Yes, for the record, I'd like to note that we have letters from Fruit and Flower Daycare Center, from the Oregon Commission on Child Care, Marion County Office of Legal Counsel, and the City of Eugene on this bill, which they've asked to be placed into the record.
All right. Be done. Anything else, committee? Thank you for being here, and the meeting's adjourned at 5:04.